We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler, and this is the Bart Winkler Show. All right, it is the 21st of August. Oh, shit, it's my parents' anniversary. Happy anniversary, guys. You will get a card in the mail maybe next week. And I don't know, what do you get for your parents' anniversary? Sometimes we get them like a lot, and sometimes we get them like nothing. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. This episode is going to be me talking Packers for a little bit. Then it's going to be the Packer YouTube we did on Saturday night. And then that delves into basically the party planning committee for our tailgate, which is coming up at Miller Park, whatever, in the Euchre lot on the 23rd. We do advise that if you're coming, let's just get there. Get there when it starts and let's have a good time. My biggest concerns right now are that the grid that I bought isn't going to be big enough for the amount of people that are coming. And then my second concern is that there's going to be a lot of people like a lot of people are coming. Like, you guys all know each other from Twitter and YouTube and this, but then is the conversation going to be weird and everyone's talking to each other? So I hope that the alcohol will help in that regard. And for the first problem, we'll just, you know, whatever. We'll just hope that we get lucky. There are some things that we could use. Matt in the Falls does join the YouTube, and he has a very comprehensive list. If anybody sees something or hears something that they want to chip in with, we will be more than appreciative for you to do that. Updates since that happened, I found some bags of Doritos at Pick and Save for $2.29 each. If you buy four, so we now have more four. We have four bags of Doritos secured for the tailgate. So we are really going places with this. Okay, I'll start with the Packers. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Brewers series in Texas. Nice bounce back for them regardless after what happened with the Dodgers. So good to see. Like, it's a, you know, they give you some offense a little bit in the weekend, and then where was that in L.A.? But you know, I think this Brewers team, just get into the playoffs, try to win that NL Central. It is a real bites of the apple year. I can't stress that enough. I have no idea. I don't think, like, they're not, the playoffs are probably going to be Atlanta, Dodgers in the NLCS, and then Houston and, you know, maybe Texas or another team in the ALCS. That'll probably be how it goes. But it's baseball, and any team can miraculously, like, have a series and shake things up. So we'll see, again, how that plays out. All right, regarding the Packers, and again, these are my Sunday thoughts as I'm recording this on the Sunday, and then the YouTube, which you may have already seen or didn't see. I think a lot of, like, stragglers catch the YouTube because I title it Packers Reaction. You know, I try to SRO that thing, and then people are watching it, and all of a sudden we're planning this party, and they're like, you know, what is this show? But whatever. The thoughts that I have after having the thoughts that I initially had. Let me start with the Sean Clifford thing. The Sean Clifford thing is not a thing. This Sean Clifford thing is really maybe, I think it's Packer fans trying to test how dumb we can be during a preseason. Before the season starts. You know, if there's any concerns, we should be thinking, like, is Daniel Carlson the guy? And he hit a 52-yarder that was really good. We should be focused on some of these guys defensively that might be playing their way onto camp. We should be looking at these wide receivers. You know, is there a guy like Heath? Is he a guy who's emerging and can be a part of this team? The running backs, this Wilson kid playing very well. The offensive line, where does Zach Tom, you know, start? He's been playing very well. So there's a lot of, like, things that we could be and should be focused on, but we are really testing ourselves in terms of, like, how dumb we can get. In the regular season, I feel like most of us are, like, we're polished with our thoughts, with our takes. In the preseason, anything stupid is up for grabs. Anyone's willing and eligible to play, and anything stupid is up for grabs. And the fact that there's people arguing that Sean Clifford should be the starter in Green Bay over Jordan Love is pure nonsense. And I wonder if this is a reflection of, like, how information works, or if this was something that would always develop. So how I see it happening is, you know, somebody online, whether it's Facebook or whatever, because I'm seeing a lot more like all these people that think Sean Clifford, you know, and I'm doing it right now. All these people that think Sean Clifford should be the quarterback, what are they thinking? But I'm seeing very little people say Sean Clifford should be the quarterback. Now, I tweeted that out, and there was one gentleman, young man, Jack, who says, actually, I'm that guy. What he's saying, though, once I dug into it a little more, is that he's seeing, hey, look, this Sean Clifford guy could be a starting quarterback possibly for the Packers in the future. Like, let's not write that off. We're liking what we're seeing out of this fifth-round pick, maybe similar to Sam Howell. You know, Sam Howell was behind Heinicke and Carson Wentz last year. Suddenly they're gone. They didn't work. And now a fifth-round pick in Sam Howell a year ago is getting starts. Is he going to be good? Is he not going to be good? We can ask Toby about that another time. In fact, I did on Friday's show for CBS Sports Radio. Toby, always a trooper. But with this, it's like, if you want to have the take that Sean Clifford can be a long-term guy, if you watch two preseason games and think Sean Clifford can be the quarterback for the Packers someday, you're assuming that, you know, he'll be good, that Jordan Love will be bad. I think, like, you can look at Sean Clifford and be like, all right, this, but to suggest that he should be starting week one, that is like, it's ridiculous, and it's irresponsible, and it's stupid. It's just stupid. Because first of all, so here's where I'm coming from this. If you watch Sean Clifford play, and this is not like, this is not Sean Clifford that I know. Penn State fans have to be like, who the hell is this? You know, because he's playing competent. He's leading drives on the field. He's playing very well. And one of the things that I wanted to see him continue to lead that drive game got called early. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I wanted to see, like, more Sean Clifford. I think he's having a nice camp, a nice preseason, and he's really entrenched himself into that QB2 spot where I thought, actually, once they cut Danny Etling, that Alex Magoo, this USFL MVP, would come in and be that guy. But no, Sean Clifford's going to be your QB2. So if you like Sean, if you're like, hey, this guy's better than I thought he was, you know, there could be a career here, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. We're all excited about Sean Clifford. Okay? All right? To suggest he could be QB1 week one, again, is cuckoo bananas. There's no, like, scenario under which the Packers would ever do that, and there's no evidence as to why they should. We're talking about Sean Clifford in the same game where Jordan Love, there was that snap mishap. Jordan Love looked amazing. Jordan Love looked amazing. I'm on CBS Sports Radio watching this game, giggling. I tell people I'm a Packer fan, but I'm like straight out just like fanboying over that throw to Dubs on the sideline and then the touchdown to Reed. I mean, it was incredible. So Jordan Love has played like a QB1. There's a lot of teams right now that are watching their first-year quarterbacks that would kill to have them play like Jordan Love. If Bryce Young was having the preseason that Jordan Love is having, oh my gosh, the stories that would be written about Carolina. If CJ Stroud was doing that in Houston, if Richardson was doing that in Indianapolis, Jordan Love is just quietly like having an incredible preseason. He looks very, very good. Is he Aaron Rodgers? Is he Brett Favre? Like, is that what we're comparing him to? I think like our minds are twisted where he's either going to be that or he's going to be like terrible, like a Brett Hundley. Can he be Jordan Love? Can he fall somewhere in the middle of that spectrum? Do we have to compare him to Aaron Rodgers? And some would say yes, because we moved on from Rodgers to go to Jordan Love. But this is still a guy at the beginning of his career. If you want to compare him to like Rodgers and Favre in their first years, I think there's more of that. But I'm not comparing what I'm seeing out of Jordan Love in preseason to Aaron Rodgers' MVP seasons. Now, last year, the way that Rodgers played, and we'll see how much of it was the thumb or old age or regression, I thought that Jordan Love could have easily did, if not better, almost assuredly better than what Rodgers did in those final five games. Where, yes, the Packers won against some dog shit teams, and Rodgers was very pedestrian. So, more on this in a second. I do want to remind you about my good, good buddies at HappyPlaceHemp.com. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Saturday night, I was by my loan. It was by my lonesome. Wife and kid out of town. I couldn't make it because I had to work doing the CBS weekend. So indulged a little further than my normal intake in the gummies. It was a very nice and productive night as I just kind of sat there and ingested Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 7. That's where I'm at in my Marvel watch. I did Loki, and then I did Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I would recommend if you're doing, I should do a thing on this. I would recommend watching all the Netflix ones at the same time and not jumping back and forth. And then I'd recommend season 6 and 7 of Agents and S.H.I.E.L.D. after Loki. I think that makes the most sense because they talk a little multiverse and they're playing with time. And I think, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the beginning, you're like, this show is terrible. Oh, season 7 is so, so good. And I can't wait to finish it. So that's just my little Marvel thing. But as I was just like letting the screen hit my face on Saturday night, I want to thank my good, good buddies at Happy Place Hemp for those moments. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code's BART. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's talk a little more about this Danny Etling thing. So here's what I think is happening. There are people in friend groups or in Facebook or Twitter that say, hey, Danny Etling should be QB1. And I don't think they're serious. I don't think anyone that's saying it is serious. But then what happens is that someone sees that and then they're freaking out. Like, how could anyone? And then what happens is that a guy like Gary Ellerson sees that, okay? And then Ellerson's tweeting about it on Saturday night where he's saying, I'm seeing more tweets about Clifford's performance than Jordan Love. Are you all thinking Clifford should be the starting QB? So now it's become like this topic. And radio stations will do it. And I think like Homer did it already. Like I think these, you know, it's like what do you get the, it's a month of saying the same thing in the preseason. So what fires up the phone lines? What gets things going crazy a little bit? A ridiculous argument against the straw man. And that's what I am doing right now. This is what I am doing right now. I am making content against an argument that doesn't exist. And to those who it does exist for, they are unserious and don't believe what they are saying. Okay? So again, if someone's out there saying, oh, man, Sean Clifford's a lot better than I thought he was, maybe he's a long-term option down the road if this love thing doesn't work. I don't see anything crazy about that. If you're looking with your eyes and seeing Sean Clifford should start week one, you're not serious. You don't believe it. I mean, not even Betty Clifford believes that. Not even Clifford the Big Red Dog believes it. Okay? Nobody believes this. And you're not being serious. So that needs to end. And I wonder if that's a product of our social media days, or if, like, in sports radio in 1995, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog, Milwaukee would be like, let's rile up the fan base to see if Sean Clifford should start. So I just don't know if it's a social media thing or if it's just people being people on that topic. The other thing coming out of this game that I, you know, we talk about a little bit in the YouTube, which is the game ended early. And Isaiah Bolden, cornerback for the Patriots, went down, ran into one of his own guys, and he got knocked out, and they stretchered him off the field. Now, I do think there was, this is a response to DeMar Hamlin. They still would have taken every precaution with him, but I do think, like, they've ramped it up. You know, they've added more medical staffs to these teams. That was scary last year. I honestly don't know what football looks like had DeMar Hamlin passed away last year. I how do you continue the season? How do you come back? How do you, like, I mean, if we watch somebody die, how do we justify with ourselves that we can watch this sport? Quick aside, they need to change the comeback player of the year award. I took a call on Saturday and someone's like, I think Russell Wilson can be comeback player of the year. I go, no, he can't. He's coming back from sucking. DeMar Hamlin's coming back from being almost dead. And you can bet on it. The odds are minus 235 DeMar Hamlin, and everybody else is like plus 2,000. You know how, like, if Russell Wilson beats out DeMar Hamlin for comeback player of the year, that just further emphasizes that Russell Wilson's year last year was worse than death? Like, that's bonkers. So that's a weird award, because sometimes, like, Geno Smith got it last year. Geno Smith's best year was last year. Far and away. What did he come back from? No, it was just a guy that sucked as a starter, then sucked a long time as a backup, and then was good. What's he coming back from? Then you have, like, so there should be a comeback player of the year, like, you don't suck anymore award. And then, like, a Joe Burrow can make it after a leg injury. Alex Smith nearly needed to be amputated, and he won it 1 year. What if you're someone who really is motivated to, if you're somebody, Eric Berry got it after beating cancer. So if you're someone really motivated, if you had a down year and comeback player of the year is an award you want, you got to hope that nobody, like, nearly died or almost lost a leg. Weird award. I like the spirit of it, but I don't think people should be competing for the same award if it's you were bad and now you're good, and also you nearly died or lost a limb. I think there needs to be a separation between those two things. The thing with the game ending early, and I don't think that anybody had a problem with it. This is a scary situation, and they want to make sure this guy's okay. So it's the fourth quarter of a preseason game, and you end it. I think what people need to realize when they buy preseason tickets is you already know you're not watching the actual NFL product. I think you need to know a little further that there's a decent chance the game won't finish. Now, a lot of the games over the, you know, first 2 weeks did finish, but there we've seen historically, just as Packer fans, I think there was a game against the Chiefs 1 year with lightning. They called it in the third quarter. There was that game that they played the Raiders in Canada that the field was messed up, and so they played like an 80-yard field. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting your money's worth there. The Hall of Fame game they were supposed to play, but the paint was bad and the turf was bad, so they didn't play that. I feel like Bill Belichick has called games early before. I thought the Hall of Fame game this year, when the lights went out, they would just call it. I mean, these preseason games, the teams spend all this money and effort to try to get these locations, and it does seem like if there's an opportunity to shut it down, they'll just shut it down. And now this is a different situation than let's wait out a lightning storm. But what I'm saying is, when you go to a preseason game, if there's something that would happen in a regular season game that would delay the game, in a preseason game, it's going to end it, okay? And I think what the NFL needs to do, with this specific situation is, and this is where it kind of gets into the insensitive, insecure stuff, because they're going to be very precautious. And I feel like they made the right decision. Okay. I think that they made the right decision. They made the right decision. I'm like borderline hesitant to say Belichick ran a little too fast to LaFleur to tell him it was over, but they made the right decision. And especially these guys practice. They got their money's worth. They got their money's worth. The teams did. They did two intra-squad scrimmages that week. So they've seen everything they need to see against the Packers. They don't need this next 10 minutes. But the fans, if you paid for a four-quarter game, you know, you didn't get that. I know it's preseason, and I know, but, you know, I think where I'm going with this is the NFL needs to, like, if a guy, this is a violent sport, and they've got to come up with some sort of protocol where they can't just suspend a game every time the stretcher comes out. The stretcher is going to come out a lot in the NFL this year, and it's going to be a moment where we all think, oh man, this is the, you know, it's tough. It's tough to negotiate how we watch this game. But now with them being extra precautious, because the Damar Hamlin situation was so close, man. And they're going to be extra precautious, and they should be. But with it being that, like, I don't know. I think we're going to get into these weird areas where there's going to be a game, and like a guy gets stretchered early, first quarter, what are you going to do? You're going to send everybody home and come back the next day? Does that alleviate the thing? Are you going to not play the game? This is a violent sport, and so violence is going to happen. And we're trying to make it as safe as possible, but that hit against Bolden was, you can't prevent. The only way you can prevent that is if you don't play the game. Wasn't a tackle, two guys running into each other. Flag football won't even stop that. You'll still have guys run into each other. You know, Damar Hamlin was a freak thing too. So I just think the NFL, there might be a situation this year where a guy gets stretchered off and the impulse is going to be suspend the game, but they got to have, like, I hope that they have more of a plan for that. There's a multi-billion dollar industry. I'm just some guy. I hope they got a plan for that. So that's just where I'm thinking with that. If you were at the game and you're upset you didn't get to see a full game, I think you will live on and carry on another day. I think that, you know, it'd be nice if the NFL just was like, hey, everybody that went, here's $10. It'd probably shut a lot of people up if they're upset. And $10 can do a lot in terms of shutting people up for a refund. Sometimes people just want a refund. Sometimes people, like, I take a refund on everything. I just want a refund. You know, I'll pay for it, but then I want a refund all the time. Makes me feel good. So I think that's an interesting kind of thing. All right, the Dan Cheney YouTube stream. You can catch the next part on YouTube. We get an appearance from Chip, a Fondy guy. I don't believe he's been on the stream before. Matt in the Falls joins. We talk some Packers, and then it's, like, if you're not going to the tailgate and you start to hear full-blown party planning, you can dip if you want, unless you want to hear how a party is coming together and what we still need for this tailgate. I'm also watching live the League's Cup final. Congrats to Messi. I did not get up for the World Cup final. Congrats to Spain. Dan Cheney YouTube stream is where you can find the following, and enjoy whatever part of this you feel like listening to.
Packers, the game is final, 21-17. Some guys on defense look pretty good. Very excited about Carl Brooks. They want to see him play with the starters. Very excited about Engeberry. He had a couple of sacks. So defensively, while the Patriots on their final drive really took to the Packers, I think there's a lot. And that's what you got to try to find in these preseason games. You're not getting – like the ones versus the ones very long, although the Packers ones did look good. We'll talk about that. But you got to look for the things that are exciting. You can't be like, oh, the Packers run defense is struggling. That's not their run defense. You got to look at guys that are making an impact and making plays. Carrington Valentine, he's a real darling of camp. And he is, he made some nice plays tonight. Also got picked on a little bit. Also had some penalties. So he's, I think, somebody that everybody's rooting for, but his night was kind of shaky, to say the least. So that's like from the defensive angle. I'm burying the lead here in terms of how the Packers played. Jordan Love was terrific. And I was doing CBS Sports Radio while watching this game. And I started like being giddy. And I think when Jordan Love threw his touchdown, I said, oh, ho, 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 we got another one. We got another one. And I went totally out of broadcast mode into cocky Packer fan mode is what I did. Because Jordan Love, you know, the first drive, okay, there was the snap, it fumbled. I'll blame Josh Myers because I'm a Jordan Love homer now. But Jordan Love in this game had that really nice drive, 5 of 8 total, 84 yards and a touchdown. Sean Clifford had a decent night too, but Jordan Love looked really good, looked really sharp. And I think, yes, if you're like somebody who wants your narrative to be that he's going to stink, I don't think the evidence in this preseason, as little as it is like you're not getting the evidence that you want. It's not there. So I like that. The running back, Emmanuel Wilson, he had pretty much every carry in the second half, 15 for 63. Malik Heath, 5 for 75 as a receiver. Jaden Reed caught the touchdown. That was awesome to see. Grant Dubose, who is trying to fight to make this team. Romeo Doubs had that 42-yard catch that was reviewed, and he got in somehow. I think that's when we were like, oh, Jordan, oh, I wish that would have been. Oh, it was. And then that touchdown to Reed, and everybody got super excited. So really good to see that. Tough to see how the game ended, but in terms of Packer-wise, there were a lot of positive signs. Matt is in the falls. He's on your screen. Hey, bud. What's up?
How's it going?
Good. I'm also, while we're doing this, I'm watching the League's Cup final between Miami and Nashville.
What does that mean?
It's Messi. Football? The game Messi's playing in.
English football?
European soccer,
I should say. Are you frozen? Oh God,
soccer.
This I'm not is the frozen. Mad Nepal show.
I'm not frozen.
You were for a moment.
No, no way. No way. Yep. I'm right by my router. If I'm frozen,
you went black and it gave me the little circle.
If I'm frozen, I'm storming AT&T.
Get your pitchfork. Light up the torch.
John says about Messi, nobody cares. I care.
Lots of people care.
That ruins your, like, it doesn't matter. If I care, that you're wrong. I care. You're wrong. There
you go. Where's Tim? Tim was in the comments. Bring him in.
He's got the link. I don't know where Tim Shea is. Tim is flirting in the comments that he might be able to come to the tailgate now.
Show yourself.
Tim might have faked a medical emergency to get to this tailgate.
It's unstoppable.
Did you watch much of this game or no?
I watched a large portion of it. I thought Jordan Love looked really good. I kind of had it on in the background in the second half, but I did watch most of the first half. Throw to Doubs was delightful, really nice. Had some good runs. I thought Love looked good. Only going to get better.
Chip, are you looking to get in? Chip, give me a thumbs up if you're looking to get in. Are you looking to get in? No? You're just watching? Okay.
Buddy.
Nah, some guy's like in his bed, like watching.
From StreamYard?
Yeah. That's going to bring him in.
Chip.
He's watching boxing.
Is he eating chips?
Okay. Like, I can see him. Okay. I can see you. You want to come on?
How do you know he's watching?
Oh, he wants to come on. Chip.
No, I'm watching a little UFC right now since the Packer game got cut.
Oh, yeah. All right. Are you going to couch you on your bed?
And I'm just sitting here waiting for you and Freeman to get back on the KFIZ airways.
Yeah, how about that? KFIZ. Me and Freems are back together.
Shut up.
We did a show this week.
Yeah, I know. I watched it. That was pretty awesome, seeing you guys back together again.
Now, should I keep that, like, a once in a lifetime, or should I like talk to him every
once
week?
In a lifetime.
No, I think you guys should do something together. I mean, I don't know how busy Hopper's got him over at KFIZ now, but
oh, working to the bone.
I'm sure.
I was working 12-hour days for Hopper. back in my time.
Well, now, you know, they got that new studio, so.
Yep.
Or I should say they're back at their old place.
What'd you think of the game?
I didn't get to really see much of it because I was at the Dells all freaking day.
Oh, with the fam?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Newport Beach.
Oh.
It's a private beach over by the River Edge Resort. It's a free beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you're home?
Yeah. No wrestling on until next weekend. So now I guess I'll stick and watch UFC.
Are you going to get the all-in pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to. I think they need a better card. Is Edge going to show up?
Ooh, I don't know. That's, you know, they're saying that he's not going to be the surprise guest, but all the dirt sheets are saying that he's, all signs are leading to him being there.
Who's it going to be? Goldberg?
Fuck Goldberg. God, I can't stand that guy. He needs to go away.
Yeah. Do you guys want live play-by-play of the League's Cup penalty kicks?
Oh, yeah. Guy dives right and saves it. Guy dives right and misses.
No, you got to get on Apple TV Plus to get it, so I could illegally stream it here on my YouTube. Great reactions. All right, Chip, anything else?
No.
Absolutely nothing for me.
Well, good to see you.
Oh, hey, not me. I'm not saying I don't have anything to say. We got a lot to do.
Come to Fondy more?
Yeah, Pat O'Loughlin misses you.
Well, I miss Pat.
He's a great guy.
All right, I agree. Bye, Chip.
All right, bye, Bart.
Chip. Fondy man. Back and gone.
Yep. Where's Q?
Q, I don't know. Maybe he's sleeping. We got a young baby.
I'll text him. His real name is such, like, once you know, I'm not gonna say it. Don't worry if you're out there. But it, like, it's so obvious. Like, of course that's his name. Like, when you put it, like, his face matches his name. It's just not that. It's a perfectly fine name, perfectly normal.
Well, he just goes as Q.
Yep, there's a Q somewhere in his first and last name. I'll say that.
I don't know that, like, if he was my friend, I would come up with that as a nickname, Q, but
he might have come up with it himself.
I think so. So we're talking Packers, but we need to talk tailgate.
Well, we can save that until we're done with the Packers. If anyone else wants to jump on and talk Packers.
Well, I appreciate
Tim?
You.
Tim,
I don't know. He keeps being in the comments. I sent him the link. I appreciate you calling into the Saturday show. I did 5 hours on Saturday and then four on Sunday.
Yep. I stopped listening after I called, but I gave you a solid few hours with the ears.
Lionel Messi scored. Yeah, that was really nice. Yeah. I really came in with, like, little to say. And I like doing the national show because people will just call about, like, some guy calls and goes, Yeah, I really like how the Bills look tonight. The Bills, and all of a sudden I'm doing a Bills postgame show.
Yep.
Hey, what do you think about the Yankees lost today? You think they need to fire Boone and Cashman? All of a sudden I'm doing Yankees radio.
What was the guy named Don? He had two questions for you. It was early on in the show.
Oh, Don didn't know what was happening.
Don. I can't remember. Damn it. I'll think of him, but Don, you loved him, or at least you pretended to.
Well, I'm generally nicer.
Yeah.
I think on CBS than I was on The Fan. I'm less confrontational. One guy goes, hey, my little league teams, they don't do the Astros anymore because of the cheating. What do you think about the Astros? I go, very topical and timely question, sir. I mean, what the fuck? Talking Astros baseball?
Oh, he said if the bench is clear on a fight, the game should end in a tie in baseball.
Oh, yeah. I gave my very liberal take that I don't like fighting in sports.
Yep.
I put that out to
I like that take.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to fight. Just because you're an athlete doesn't give you license
hockey,
to fight.
Hockey's okay, though.
I mean, hockey's more of a gray area. I get it.
And you got gloves on. They throw them off, but theoretically you have gloves.
Checking someone into a board is essentially fighting.
Yeah, especially a cross check.
But baseball, these guys are fighting because they got hit with a baseball.
Going like 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, well, besides that.
Just a minor detail.
Matt LaFleur says, I do believe that Bolden had movement. Not sure where he stands. Never want to see that. Belichick came out and basically suggested we should end this thing, and I was in total agreement. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Belichick, as soon as the guy went down, Belichick canceled that game. You don't want to be there.
Was it? Was it the Patriot?
Isaiah Bolden.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's going to be top story.
I'm not on X, so I'm a little behind on the news. I guess I need to figure out who's throwing out the news on Threads.
You know, I think just another Packer thing, and one of the things that I was talking about with the preseason games is you want to see, like, you just want to see little glimpses. And for guys like Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, like, they're not really – they haven't really seen those glimpses yet. Anthony Richardson didn't play. The Bears, some no-name I've never heard of from – Shepherd or some weird college ran for a touchdown as a quarterback, so they didn't play Fields. But I think like this preseason for the Packers, outside of how this game ended, has gone as good as it could. I mean, the confidence is building in Love. Love, there was a play where he drew a 15-yard penalty with the foul, the late hit, and the team rallied and supported him. And if this year's all going to be about Love and the development of Love, I think everything's been great. Everything's gone absolutely according to plan. So, yeah. Good take by me.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I was just reading the comments. I haven't read them yet. I was seeing Tim Shea says, where is Coan?
Where's Coan? Yep.
Hockey, you can drill a puck into a dude and it's cool. Yep, that's true. But they're also wearing... like full armor, basically, except for their teeth, which is wild. But hey, that's just part of being a hockey player. Got to be tough. Got to be tough.
Well, if it's just us girls, let's get the tailgate out of the way.
All right.
Where are we at? You're getting the meat.
just hold on. All right. So, we have the grill.
Reminder, we're doing it. If you have no idea, we're doing a tailgate Brewers Twins on Wednesday.
Are we playing the Twins? I had no idea.
Yes.
Okay, so.
John says Van Ness hasn't been good, let's be honest. Yeah, well, I mean, we got to give him time.
True. All right, so we have.
Miami's about to win the league's cup. Can you hear my TV?
Yep. Isn't that illegal?
Yes.
How dare you?
Oh, they didn't quite win. Okay. Jose says a lot of fan bases are going to get in the... Let me tell you something. I'll get back to... Okay. I got to tell you something that happened at my kid at a picnic today for his daycare at Lake Park. And the daycare set up bouncy houses. That's pretty fun, right? So the park marshal or ranger came over and said, you are not authorized to have these bouncy houses. You did not check the box that said you would want bouncy houses at the park. And the guy's like, well, I meant to. And she said, well, you didn't. It's a liability. We have to take the bouncy houses away. So they took him away. And then later in the day, we were playing some, like, dodgeball game, and some lady, like, popped her hammy. No waiver sign there. Anyway, you were saying.
Yes. So Jerry, speaking of Jerry, we'll get to Jerry. All right. So we have covered. We'll just
go overtime in the kicks.
My God. Shut up about the soccer. So we have a lot of things covered, and we have some needs. So hopefully some of the 70 people, I think it's going to be more than that. I think people are going to hop on last minute, or they're bringing people that, you know.
Well, let me pull people who are here. I assume there's some people that are here that are just like, oh, Packers stream, what is this? And I assume there's some people that are like coming to the tailgate or at least know of it.
Well, this needs to get recorded for the episode on Monday anyway, because people need to hear what needs to be brought and what to do and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So if we were thinking like we're putting a lot of money into this, if we did like a 50-50.
Oh, I have money as the last thing on the agenda.
Okay. Well, I want to get that out there. If we did a 50-50 that would pay for the money, but then somebody goes away with money, would that be cool?
Or do you want to just give it all to us because we're spending a fair amount of money on this ourselves?
Yeah, I'm already 400 in.
Oh, I'm up there myself. And I still have to buy more stuff.
And you have, like, why? Matt Navals, what a guy.
Why not? Because I know that we're going to get money back. People aren't just going to freeload this whole thing. Are you kidding?
I don't know, man.
You shouldn't expect to get this for free. Like, what? You get the podcast.
I'm throwing the tailgate.
Yeah, but I mean, this is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This isn't like New Jersey or something. Like, come on, this is a community here. We're part of the Bart Winkler Show community. So, we're putting a lot of work into this already. Especially me. Q, if you're out there.
I feel like in this process, you and I have like gone from acquaintances to almost friends.
I just honestly, I just miss doing this kind of stuff. I haven't cooked for a lot of people in a long time. By that, I mean like 2 years. So it'll get some juices flowing.
Yeah.
If you can't see me on your listening, I'm getting the juices flowing. Let's just say that.
Well, can you rip through everything in like a 3 minute interval?
Yes. So we have. I can just list the things that we need. How about that?
Yeah.
We need charcoal and a lot of it from people who are going to be there early, namely you and me. So I don't know who else is getting there early. Is Q coming early? Is that happening?
No, I don't think he can make it early.
Okay. So it's just you and me. When is Marty coming?
He'll be there at 10:10. He's already bringing beer.
And apparently table and, let's see, canopies.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have that correct? Okay, so we need somebody has a chimney starter. Please bring that, especially if you're coming early. Chimney starter for charcoal. We need a chimney starter for charcoal. We need fire starters. I don't use lighter fluid. I'll probably just pick those up just so I have them early, but... there will be no lighter fluid. We need paper plates or some sort of plastic plate, something that isn't complete.
I have napkins. During the pandemic, I tried to order toilet paper. I accidentally ordered a $60 box of napkins.
Okay, good. I can cross that off the list. Let's see. Next,
I'm bringing $60 worth of napkins.
That seems like overkill. We need hand sanitizer or something like that. If somebody wants to bring a little bottle of that or something. And then related, what is our access to a bathroom?
There's bathrooms off the... There's bathrooms.
Like, I've never been in this tailgate area. Is this Yeah, but I've never... Is it like a specified tailgate area? Or is it just like here, you're in the middle of the parking lot and here you are? Or is
we
it
have like, six parking spaces... You and I are parking in two of them.
I thought it was eight.
No, it's six.
Now it's six or no, it's six?
It's six.
Jesus.
But you and I are parking in two of them.
Okay, so we're going to... Do you know, Bart, 70? Okay. Anyway, yes, moving on.
I'm going to risk it. Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll have space. I'm not going anywhere. We have condiments covered. Yes, yes, yes. We need sauerkraut.
Okay. Someone sign up for that.
They did, you're saying?
No, someone please.
Oh, yeah. Somebody just bring sauerkraut. You can get a decent sized bag for $3. We need several bags of those. We need pickles. Somebody could bring some jars of pickles or a jar of pickles if you're not bringing anything. You know, if you're stopping at the store the next few days. Just...
I'll tweet this out. I'll say, who wants to bring this shit?
Yeah, I'll send you the list of what we need here. Jerry, I know you're out there. You volunteered to bring 20 bags of chips.
That's a lot.
With dip, that's a lot of bags of chips.
We're now in the 9th round of this shootout.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
So that's a lot of chips. Maybe if you want to bring a few bit less bags of chips and more dips, just an idea. Even out the ratios. People, if you're bringing like a pasta salad, which is definitely encouraged, bring some forks or something.
Oh, I got forks.
How many?
I got a tray of silverware.
Over 100, because people are gonna like eat some, throw it away, and then come back in like an hour, get another fork.
I should have enough. I feel good about that.
Should is a funny word. So like a vegetable tray, some desserts would be great, preferably homemade. So if anyone wants to whip up some brownies, cookies,
this really got out of hand.
Bart, this is a party for.
I just wanted to go to a game with Tim Shea.
Bart, I mean, if you're gonna have food, why not have food? You know?
Yeah. No, I'm hungry.
It's not like I'm gonna be frying chicken there. Mm-hmm. Beer. I need beer for brats. I'm thinking about using some of that 1840.
No.
What do you mean?
1840 is bringing beer to drink.
Yeah, but if it's in the brats too, that's another good advertisement for them.
Oh, just like I'll bring a case of shitty beer. Now that Kid Rock's drinking Bud Light, I'm going to bring all Bud Light.
I will not use Bud Light. canopies, we got John and Franklin and Marty. Yep, we got that. We need some games would be nice. Although we won't have any space because everyone's going to be shoulder to shoulder in our four parking spaces.
I think we'll be close enough to the front where we can like play on the grass.
I hope so, because we have to set up, you know, the grill, the food, the table, blah, blah, blah.
Or the best thing would be get by us, get early and get by us. They won the League's Cup. Great. I do have a table, and I think I'm getting, I think Marty might have a table.
Okay, yeah, I have at least one table, possibly two, possibly three. I don't know. I got to look around.
My foot's falling asleep.
That's okay. Like bottles of water.
I could get that.
I don't really think we can have beer as the only beverage. Just an idea.
I have a 12-pack of 7-Up.
Okay. So I guess people can bring some beverages of their own, but we're going to have coolers, so I guess is that just for the beer? I don't know. Starts at what's the official start time for everyone else?
10:10.
So I mean we got 3 hours. That's a significant. So people should definitely.
Oh fuck! I can't feel my foot.
Like people like Tim Shea and Q and those kind of people, you should get in nearby. So like get ready to get in there at 10:10, and then you can.
Yeah, this is not something to be like fashionably late for.
That's what I was going to say too. Like, you can just forget all that nonsense. Just like come early and just have a good time. And when the grill's hot, who knows? Who knows what could go on there? So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Come early, come often.
Good stuff. If you're not going to the tailgate and you sat through all that, I mean,
I bet you want to go. I bet you want to go.
Content is content. JR says, is KB invited?
Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Paul says, what about dancing girls?
If any of the girls want to dance, that could happen.
I think we're going to have a total of one girl there.
No.
Maybe two.
I think some dudes are going to bring their girlfriends.
My foot is, my whole leg is done.
That's the, what's the disease you have?
Plantar.
Or don't have? No, the other one.
Oh, gout.
Gout. Yeah, that's probably it. Setting back in.
Yeah. Well, I don't have much else about the Packers. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
It's a preseason game.
I can talk about Love. I mean, the game ended shitty when we're recording this. I don't know how that's going to finish. I hope he's okay. Joe Lederman just said, F it. Driving down from Hayward Wednesday just to watch Matt Grill. You know this guy?
No.
Okay, well, you got a fan.
Hey.
I think it will be fun. Some cash because you guys know each other. Everybody knows each other, but only in video. Now you guys are going to see each other in real life.
Yep. Hey, just letting everyone know I'm 6'4", so you're going to be like, oh, wow, you're so tall. Did you play basketball? No, I didn't. So
you're 6'4"?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this today. I fucking knew you were tall, man.
Well, yeah, I'm like skinny and yeah, 6'4".
Your buddy the Rottweiler can confirm you can grill.
Yep, we've worked together.
Tailgate says, Jake says Tailgate's gonna break out into an orgy.
I'll film it. What? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right, there we go. We're set.
If anyone wants to throw in money for the tailgate now, toss it to Bart.
Venmo, don't use YouTube. They take half.
Half?
They take a lot.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, don't give them money now then. Save your money.
We'll do 50-50.
50-50, donations. You can just leave money lying around. We'll pick it up.
DM me like what you want to bring and if you want a 50-50 idea. I don't know.
50-50 is going to be hard to track on Venmo.
No, isn't it? It'd be easy.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, sure. If we do it. Or do you just want to do a donation jar?
Or both. We could have a silent auction.
Again, I don't. Let's
do a silent auction with like your class ring and other like memorabilia. You could get like 15 or 20 bucks. You know, you get more than that for the class ring, hopefully, but. We could do a silent auction.
This is not a way for me to make money.
You wouldn't make money. You have to recoup my ass. Exactly.
I don't want Matt to lose his ass. Ken says, will there be vegan options?
Bring your own, and I can't guarantee vegan grill space. So I would bring your own cold vegan option.
Yeah.
I think this is a joke, hopefully, but I don't know. Probably not.
Your guy wants to know what the diet situation is.
As far as diet soda, that's he's diabetic. BYO Sundog.
I had 20 ounces of Diet Coke at the gas station the night before.
Or even the morning of. But don't do it in Milwaukee County. Buy it before you get into Milwaukee County. I don't know what... Yep.
All right.
I don't know what that's about. Grill a cucumber.
Well, I'm going to end this stream.
All right.
Which is more of a meeting than a show today, but
it's fine. Really disappointed. Really disappointed in everyone for not hopping on. Tim, fucking loser.
Yeah, last Friday we had a 9 box, and tonight it's just me and you girls.
Wasn't it like 12, 11?
Yeah, I can fit 10.
That was last Friday? That was a while ago, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, go back, go. Hope that guy's okay.
Chapalupa.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.